High-energy feminist marches took over streets in major Mexican cities Sunday to protest misogynistic hate crimes known as femicides. The Mexico City March was arguably the largest street gathering in the massive city's history. Chants in the Oaxaca City March called on bystanders to not be indifferent to a wave of femicides that have dominated the news in recent weeks. Femicides that have been occurring for years in smaller cities have reached Mexico City, the geographic focus of the nation's highly concentrated news media. Coverage of a number of exceptionally brutal cases in the nation's capital have sparked outrage and a sense of urgency. March attendees in Oaxaca ranged in age from babies in strollers to elderly women waiting on park benches at the end point of the kilometers-long march route.
Soy maestra jubilada, profesora de primaria.
Retired elementary school teacher Beatriz López came to the march dressed in purple like many other attendees. She was there with her daughter, Gisela Peralta López, who said the two have a history of turning out to support social causes. The younger López, who is approaching retirement age herself, pointed out that while the rest of the world marks March 8th as a celebration of International Women's Day, in Mexico, it's a day to protest violent crimes targeting women. Today, the protests have taken on a different tone from Sunday's boisterous marches. Women across the country are staying home as part of a nationwide women's strike. Days ahead of the strike, businesses staffed mostly by women gave notice to clients of their decision to support the action. Among them was Claudia Borjas, who helps run a daycare in Oaxaca City.
Hubo como una división.
She says the reaction from parents ranged from supportive to indifferent, with none voicing opposition. Borja says being the mother of two daughters has heavily influenced her participation in feminist actions and in her teaching style at daycare.
Specifically in the case of my adolescent daughter, she's already of the age in which she's been exposed to harassment in the streets and in the classroom by peers. The way I see it, it's super important that from a young age, girls are equipped to build on their strengths and navigate a society that, unfortunately, continues to be the way it is.
Femicides first emerged as a crime trend in the early 1990s in the border city of Ciudad Juárez. They often shared the characteristics of rape, disfiguration, and murder. The crimes became an international scandal, but went largely unsolved and unpunished. 30 years later, femicides have spread throughout Mexico. Perpetrators are no longer assumed to be anonymous killers who stalk unknown women, but rather intimate partners emboldened by the near certainty they can use deadly force without consequences. Not all Mexican states separate femicide data from homicides, but organizations that track crimes against women put the impunity rate at over 95%.
Pues la mató, todo da que la mató el novio.
Elizabeth Hernandez attended Sunday's march in Oaxaca to call for justice for her college-aged daughter, who was murdered last May, presumably by her boyfriend. Hernandez says her daughter left the house one day and simply never returned. Her boyfriend called the next day to say her daughter had suddenly died from asphyxia at his home. The autopsy showed her death resulted from blows to the head. After questioning by authorities, the suspect was allowed to walk free, pending a trial date that has yet to be set. Hernandez says nothing will bring her daughter back, but at this point, all she wants is justice. Her daughter's case is one of more than 400 femicides registered in Oaxaca in the last 4 years. While neither marches nor strikes will restore life to the dead, the women pushing for an end to rampant impunity hope the unified pushback can at least bring justice to the victims' families and help deter future crimes. Shannon Young, Pacifica Evening News, Oaxaca, Mexico.